Welcome to this edition of the Pepperdine People Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Gibson. This series captures some of the outstanding learning and outreach opportunities available here at Pepperdine. Each episode features interviews with exceptional members of our community and the special people who visit our campus.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us for episode 17 of Pepperdine People. I'm Sarah Jackson, Vice Chancellor at Pepperdine University, and I'm joined today by Scott Pitts, a Seaver alum of 1989. And we're here today to talk a little bit about the history of Step Forward Day on this anniversary. And I want to welcome Scott and ask him to tell us a little bit about his memories as a student in 1989 of the first Step Forward Day. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks, Sarah. It's so good to be back. It's great to see you. We have so many memories together.
We do.
I remember that first Step Forward Day, that Saturday morning, sitting in Joslyn Plaza at the fountain and just praying literally for students to come around the corner there.
Right.
To have enough to fill our 8 Laidlaw buses for the 8 projects that we had. I don't know if you felt the overwhelming that morning.
I remember just sweating bullets because we had put so much work into it. And at that time, I'd been brought in by Carolyn Vastrocki, who now directs our London program and was at the time overseeing the sports medicine physical education program. And been brought in to direct the brand new concept of the Volunteer Center, and you were one of the crucial student leaders at the time. And we felt so much pressure to make the first Step Forward Day successful. So it was very scary when we were sitting there, I think at 8 in the morning on Saturday or 7:30. And no students were there.
Yeah, there wasn't any, you know, there's so many years later and there's so many thousand students involved. It was literally very grassroots. I think we had 128, 130 students involved that first year, which in retrospect was a very good turnout for the first year. And I think proving of what years would follow. But I never dreamed in that could imagine where it is today. It's amazing. But that first year, I remember we had Ali McGraw, who was the honorary mayor of Malibu, because Malibu wasn't a city, wasn't incorporated. And we were in the amphitheater there above the chapel. And I remember looking back on that, how little 120 people looked in that area.
It
looked like 10.
Right.
So
yeah. What had you done as a student to try to promote it, just to get it off the ground?
We knocked on doors, if you remember. You were part of that.
I know.
So we were literally begging people
at the dorms.
We put up flyers in all kinds of restrooms around campus, and just so that people would see and know and spread the word. And you know, it was very much a grassroots effort. I'll say again, to really recruit the people, and I don't think we were really thinking that. I know I wasn't, that this was something that was going to be around. I knew that it was really unique and very cool, but again, had no idea. And I remember the projects where we went that morning. It was a lot of similar projects.
What do you remember as the projects that were the first projects?
We went to Webster Elementary. We painted their school, some of the classrooms. We went to the Adamson House and re-landscaped the museum there. We did Adopt a Beach, which I remember you securing like 2 days before because we needed 8 projects.
Clean the beach, I know.
And then we had these 8 projects and we needed the manpower, and that's where the overwhelming
– Yeah. The pressure
came in to deliver to the community, because we had promised volunteers for that day. And you know, we worked in senior homes, which I think there was a lot of logistics in that. There was a lot of seniors at the time in Malibu who were very isolated and fixed incomes, and we had decided to go to their homes and mow the yard or do household projects that they needed, which there were more logistics involved in that. We had a lot of seniors come forward to say they wanted
help. They needed help, and they were excited to have young college students, helping them in their homes. What was your connection with the Malibu community in those days?
It was, again, very organic. Started as a volunteer running the summer camp at the Malibu Community Center. Carolyn Bostrocki, who was really the visionary behind the volunteer center. Mm-hmm. I think every project or every something that's really special has to have that visionary
True.
Leader. And she has really been behind the scenes this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm even grateful to be able to mention her name
Yes.
in this interview because
Definitely.
She's been so instrumental in that. And she also knew how to assemble a team of people.
Mm-hmm.
But Carolyn was living in on Point Doom, and the community center at the time used to be an elementary school, and there wasn't enough kids to hold school, so they turned it into a community center. And Carolyn, I think, was part of that team that helped sort of with the county get county funds to turn that into a community center because it was setting in a beautiful part of Malibu, and it was really an old building. And so she started that, and a lot of the programs in the Volunteer Center, including some of the Step 4 Day programs like the senior program that I was mentioned, started there or by Pepperdine students starting programs, whether it was an after-school program or a Halloween party or an Easter happening. We went the whole circuit there. And that's really some of the beginning days of how the Volunteer Center started.
And that was really the vision, was really serving our own Malibu community and getting the students off the campus and into our own community to show that we wanted to serve, we wanted to be of help, and we wanted to be a part of the community and not isolated.
It was interesting, you know, I'll say it, that, you know, Pepperdine was – it was a tough sell when it first came to Malibu, and you remember Sarah being part of that community. And but there was never any angst between students and the community.
Mm-hmm.
It was more about spoiling a celebrity haven at the time. And I would like to feel the Volunteer Center Step 4 Day had really began to bridge some of that gap in that time where it really married students with community members firsthand, like the seniors that we're talking about or like some of the – there's some pretty phenomenal community leaders that we worked with. There was one that worked at Webster Elementary that was just – she was just a remarkable woman, and we started working with her. And it just – and she said she had always wanted to really be more a part of Pepperdine as a Malibu community member, which was really cool to be a part of that.
Neat. But and I think Step 4 Day really grew out of the very beginnings of what's now the Volunteer Center, which is such an integral part of the university and so important. So tell us a little bit. I know when I came on as the first director of the Volunteer Center, what was so important was having the students take the lead in every project. And how did we get that idea, and how did that grow?
Well, it really started from American Humanics, which is a national organization that prepares college students for careers in nonprofit organization. It's now ran by Dr. Regan Schaefer, called AH Scholars. She's really doing some amazing work and service, and has integrated even further into the academics program. And she's a real gem in the Pepperdine community as well. And but it really started from American Humanics, and there were a couple of my fellow American Humanics students, Christy Hogan, that's maybe her maiden name now, and Monica Gonzalez, who we decided we'd have a potluck for the university administrators and have them over and share sort of this vision that we wanted to create a volunteer center. And we had them over, and I think Dr. Benton was a part of that. I know he was a part of that.
And he was executive vice president then under President Davenport.
Yeah, and he was very engaged with student affairs and very – I mean, how many administrators would actually come to a potluck dinner that students have fixed? On a, you know, looking back, that was pretty remarkable that they even accepted that invitation.
Yeah, well, he's always you know, love the students and been so supportive, and
he continues
to do that.
He took us more seriously than the others. I'll just leave it at that. But I think there was a sort of a pessimism of, oh, are these students really serious? And You know, we really were. It was just very much about serving others. It wasn't about getting attention to yourself mm-hmm. or look at me or this is what I've done. It was just really reaching out to helping others. And that's really where it started. And it then really moved to just really volunteering. I mean, I remember – 70, 90 hours a week, whether it was at the community center or in Santa Monica or at the mission or – but it was groups of students. It wasn't – it was – you remember a couple of the guys. Jeff was one of their names. I don't remember the other ones, but I can certainly see their faces where they met a Malibu homeless person. His name was Vince, and I remember his first name. But Vince had a very tough life, and they housed him in their on-campus apartment under the radar, and they eventually helped Vince get a job. And I stayed in touch with him 4 or 5 years later. Was a functioning member of society, but that was the kind of the student energy.
Yeah, that's so great.
At the time that existed, but Carolyn being the visionary again was. Had gotten you involved, which, a lot of people may not know Sarah's background is, the daughter of the late Norval Young and really was – you were very instrumental in helping us with the politics that were about to ensue on campus and not only with the community but on campus and helping us maneuver some of that.
Right.
And that was – I think Carolyn sort of knew that we needed that aspect of
–
we needed the energetic students, but we also needed – the very smart and very connected Sarah Jackson. So,
thank you. It was just such a privilege to work with such sharp students like you and then Lisa Kadama and Christy Graham, who's still associated with the university. And, but it's just – I think it's great to look back and see that, students really started it. It was they made it happen, and it's just really gratifying to see that it's grown and continues to impact not only the Malibu community, but Pepperdine. I think that whole service, the concept of service, has just become so integral to who we are. And now the President Benton, has started the Waves of Service to kind of connect alumni around service. And it just is great to have you back and say, to give credit to the students that were really the pioneers.
Yeah, it took a village, you know, and I remember I'm glad that you mentioned Chris and Christy. They were the cool students at the time. Christy was the Student Government Association, SGA, president, and really catapulted her endorsement and her support sort of put us out in front of the students. And I give her a lot of credit for picking up the – we were really the – I wouldn't say the hippies, but we were the – we're going to go out and we're going to serve and we're going to spend hours of time. I mean, I spent much more time off campus that period. And when you and I started working together, it really became about forming something that was going to be lasting. And I did begin to feel that, when you and I were working together, the specialness of our relationship and how I was learning from you really as a mentor, really. And that was really special, and it has stuck with me ever since. And I think moving from that, I remember speaking to the Board of Regents and, with you spoke and I spoke, and I think Gerald Ford was in attendance. And, I'm a boy from a small town boy from Arkansas, who grew up in a pretty modest place, and to be able to speak, and it was just beyond what I could think about. It was pretty amazing. And we were really getting the momentum there, which after that, the next fall was the First Step Forward Day. And so we had really began to build momentum and student involvement, and there was a lot of students raising their hands to
volunteer,
to come forward.
And in those days, the fraternities and sororities weren't national, so they didn't have as part of their national charter to do volunteerism. So we were really trying to get the fraternities and sororities to get the concept of serving and giving back, and that was important. And then you generated SGA support, and it just grew from there. I think it's gratifying that the structure under Brad Dudley and Ashley Nolan has really stayed the same, that they help facilitate the students, but the students really take the lead in all the Volunteer Center projects.
Yeah,
and it's just a great system.
And they do that so well.
Yeah.
You know, Ashley Nolan, I will say, is brilliant at organizing and taking Step 4 Day, especially to – and the other programs that she's brought in mm-hmm. to a whole other level. You know, there's – at Step 4 Day, there's a lot of logistics. I mean, mm-hmm. there you have to work with the community and work with the agencies and prep them. There's hours and hours of work that – just educating an agency, you know, mm-hmm. and getting the agency prepared mm-hmm. For making sure they have enough paint brushes and
yeah.
trash bags, and
right.
They meet the students on time. And I sort of experienced – I was volunteering at an organization in L.A. and we needed some volunteers, and I sort of knew of some volunteers that happened in September with Step 4 Day. And so I called Ashley and I said, you know, can I get an application for this agency to get some volunteers, and this was in L.A. And
that's great.
So she sent me an application, and it was several pages. And I think our initial app, we had an application. I remember you and I writing it. It was probably only a page, but
yeah.
hers was four or five pages and very detailed with questions. And she sent me an email confirmation, and I got a packet back, and I was so impressed.
Very sophisticated
now. How the changes
it's really happened. Grown.
It was still that Laidlaw bus. I don't think it was the same Laidlaw bus, but I remember that morning, that first day, that first up 4 day, when the Laidlaw buses pulled around and we staged them right below the
amphitheater,
the chapel there. Uh-huh. And it was a perfect place to stage because, you know, we had thought through more of the logistics, I think, that year. Than you and I, then uh-huh. we could probably give ourselves credit for
because, yeah.
and then now to see it running.
And how many people did we get on the bus? For
I think we were counting.
Yeah,
I was like, you have to paint, so we need more people here. And,
yeah, and it was.
I think it was 12 to 15.
It was,
you know,
so
per
stressful.
Bus,
but it was the beginning.
We were
anyway.
Telling them we need you to stay 7 or 8 more hours because there wasn't enough
people. We can't get the job done.
And it was just, you know, it was just the first event. And anytime you do it, it wasn't that. I don't want to talk about this in the sense that there wasn't a spirit and wasn't an interest in serving. It was just the first event and people didn't know about it.
Yeah,
and, you know,
just beginning.
Probably could have started with two projects and we were fairly ambitious.
Yeah.
But
Dreaming
I'm sort
big.
Of glad we were because mm-hmm. I think that model, it's really the similar model.
It's
but.
Exactly the same. And so that's just – it's so great to see how it's grown. And and then also the faculty and staff have gotten on board, and they're really showing up with their children, and it's just really gratifying to see how it's grown. And
it is so rewarding to give back, you mm-hmm. know, and to take that time to do that. And
talk a little bit about what you have done in your career and how this impacted your life personally.
Well, I was blessed to work with you and Carolyn, you know, here. I get emotional when I talk about it because you guys had such an influence in my career and my achievements, you mm-hmm. know, leaving Pepperdine. Because I look back and I was just on the way up here this morning, I was thinking I've planned 5 Olympic Games, 3 Olympic torch relays, 2 World Cups. I worked for the White House. I've planned a papal visit to Australia last year. And so those logistics from those 8 Laidlaw buses have carried me, uh-huh. you know, through. I remember working on the Olympic torch relay in 96, and we had encountered a tornado across Oklahoma. And we were pleased to be on time in every place where we were with the torch, but that was the only place we were late that day. And mm-hmm. but I'm saying that because I directly correlate mm-hmm. this with the experience with you and that I had at Pepperdine. It was really pretty remarkable, you know. And and just looking at the vision coming true, you know, mm-hmm. Carolyn teaching me you can have a vision, mm-hmm. you can get the right people around you, and you can make it happen, you
right.
know, and that's really what happened with Step 4 Day.
That's really true.
She got the right people mm-hmm. around her and mm-hmm. got the right support and made it happen. And
right.
So, but,
isn't that great?
But, I mean, and look at you. I mean, I'm so glad that you're still connected the Pepperdine family and community.
Oh, I am too. I'm very thankful for Pepperdine and proud of it. And we're proud of you as an alum and all that you've accomplished. And I think that's what the president is saying, is we want at Pepperdine to really recognize those who serve and volunteer and give of themselves. And you're a great example of that. So
thank
we're
you.
Glad you came back today. And
thank you.
We are really thankful for you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
it's great
Scott.
To see you.